the Sefer. Next, Xehner Rabbanu make any Sefer, Sifrei Kodesh, hates a Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, the Rabbanu gave that a Tumah Sheni. That
at the Eich.
Well, we'll see. Ladakh was the. I'm not sure. It was a sperm they used then. It was not a Gemara. This could be, it's the only type of sperm they had then. But loved after a cloth. I think any sperm. We'll soon see why. The Sefer. The Rabbanu made a Tumah Sheni on a Sefer. That if a Sefer touches Truma now, it passes the Truma. For the more my time it goes by Rabbanu Tumah. What's wrong with a Sefer? What does a Sefer do? Omer Rav Mesharshia, Shevetchilo Hoyomatsniyim Es Oichlim, De Truma Eitzel Sefer Torah. They used to hide the truma. Kohen used to put his truma near the Sefer Torah. Why? Beyomu, they used to say, "Hi Kodesh, my Kodesh." His truma is Kodesh, and the Sefer has Kedusha. So where should I store my truma? I'll store it near the Sefer Torah, inside it, outside it, right near it. Kivun the Gechazi, the Kossel, they say them. The Rabbanan saw that who comes to eat the food? The mice. When the mice comes to eat the food, they don't only eat the food; they eat the Sefer Torah also. So now they saw the Sefer Torah come and they say them. Is Gozer Be Rabbana Tumor. The Rabbana made a Tumor on Svarim, that you should know, we don't want you to put the Truma near the Svarim. We don't want the mice to come eat up the Sefer. Therefore they gave it the Tumor on the Sefer to know that if you put the Truma near the Sefer is going to be Matama the Truma. That's an Avera. So many people won't put it there. Rashi. Lidei Pseidu. Akborim, the mice. Mitsuya Meitzel Echlem comes to eat food. Umasidim at the Sefer, they eat, they don't know the food, they eat the Sefer also. Ava Bechulin, Mashenkir, Mestanchul, Lehuskuru, Lehutsruchul, Ligzer. The Belav Hochinam Lehobin, Noisn Chulets Akkadish. They didn't have to make Xerah Stam, the Sefer should be Tomei, even touch a Stam food. Because that treated, they wouldn't put Stam food near a Sefer. This is Kodesh, and this is Chulin. The only thing they used to put near the Svarim was Truma, because they figured that's also Kodesh. So Kodesh and Kodesh. So that's why they wanted to make Xerah. Right? The bottom made Xera our hands. Every person's hands has a Tumah Sheni on it. That if you touch Truma, you make the Truma Posel. And that's the reason why we wash our hands before we eat bread. Because we're choshes al Eichle Truma. Just like the people that eat Truma have to wash their hands before, who are them? We also wash our hands. So the Marma, what's the time? Why would the guys of Tumah on your hands? But they should die in Masconi, he's saying. Because hands are askonis, means hands move around and touch all part of the body. So merely hands are a little dirty. Let's see, Rashi. Askonis sayings. V'noigim ebsor, it touches all over, your hand moves, askonis means it moves around. Or v'mokim tenufras, it could touch a dirty place in your body, a sweaty place. Or g'nai l'truma, to g'nai t'truma, v'kach. V'nimet l'echlem, it's m'mayis l'echlem. K'shenegei bobi daim ezovis, if you touch it with dirty hands, it's not so good. If when a bona made gzeira, your hands have a tumor, and that's only the rabbona, they could tumor, the rabbona will make all, you could just wash your hands. You don't have to go to the mikvah, it's nothing to you, daim. Rashi says, no, the pshat navar, b'seinu m'porshim, chashinin, shemenogu, yode b'tumor. And since your hand moves around a lot, we're afraid maybe your hands, mamas, touch the sherets, maybe your hands touch the mace. V'nitmo, and you became tummy. For Grashda came with Shato, the Kashali. Im came, Neche Shemonoga Biavatuma, maybe even touch the mace. V'nimtsa Rishon, your whole goof is a Rishon of Tumah then. V'yatamenu, and you should be Matama the Truma. Not just Tam Pafel the Truma, you should be Matama the Truma. V'yoid, Maishnu, Yadayim the Chudayim, the whole goof in the exil of Sol Truma. Shemonoga Biavatuma. V'nitmo Kol Goofoy. V'yoid, Latiskala Bratila, Elabatvila. If we're choshed, your hands touch the sherets, ashtons, your whole goof should be tummy. See, even if your foot touches truma, the truma should become tummy. And also, why is halacha just the tefillah shadayim helps? If we're afraid that your hands, mamish, touch the sherets or touch the mace, so your whole goof is tummy, you have to go to the mikvah then. See, if a rashi learns of shad, we're not afraid your hand touch the sherets. As they feel, you wish to know what your hands touch. It just comes the same thing, your hand goes around your body, you're afraid to touch the plate on the arms. That's Moli Zaya, so your hands are not clean, so therefore the medic Zeri have to wash, you make them feel Shaddai. They gave it in your hands are Tomei for Truma. Right, Sati Gemara, Tono, Af Yodayim HaVoyis Maich Masefer. Who are that if your hands touch a Sefer Torah, it also Pesels as a Truma. It passes the Truma, Mishum Drapanach, a new din of Drapanach. Now the Gemara soon explained this Gzera came before the Rabbanu goes around the hands. And before the Rabbanu said your hands are Tamei, so before that Gzera, your hands were Torah. So you're allowed to go ahead and eat Truma without washing your hands. But the Rabbanu made Gzera first, that if your hands touch a Sefer Torah, touch the Sefer is Matama your hands, that your hands now become a Sheni L'Tumah. That you're not allowed to eat Truma now until you wash your hands first. Why did they make such a gzer? What do I care if your hand touches sefer or not? Mishum de rapanach. The yomer rapanach, omer rab yechanin. Ha'oiche sefer Torah orim. If you touch a sefer Torah orim, that means the parchment, you touch the parchment of the sefer Torah, nikva orim, you'll be buried there. For the Gemara, Orem sagt, that Eitich Mamish buried there, wasn't left with the other, so put the Chichim on you. Elo Amr Abzeir, Orem B'lei Mitzvahs. I mean, you'll be buried Orem without any Mitzvahs. For the Gemara, B'lei Mitzvahs sagt, Eitich, because he did one Averi, if he touched the Zeva Teira, he take away all his Mitzvahs. Elo Eima Orem B'lei Oysa Mitzvah. Means he's Orem without this Mitzvah. So it just means to say that this is a Chashav Inyan, that you're not supposed to touch your Zeva Teira with your bare hands. Therefore, the Rabbanim made Gzer, we don't want you to touch the Sefer Torah, that if you do touch the Sefer Torah, the Rabbanim made Gzer, your hand becomes tummy. So that was Gzer, like people should be near them not to touch the Sefer Torah. Undo Gzer. But the Maya say, after the Rabbanim made Gzer on the hands, you don't need this Gzer anymore. Because the Mamela in the hands, Pshita, that's awesome. But there is a Nafkamina. Tony said there is a Nafkamina. Nafkamina is, let's say you washed your hands first. If you washed your hands, now your hands are Torah. And then you touch the Sefer Torah. Nafkamina, now you hear the tummy again. So even after you had the second gzera, to nafkamina to have the first gzera still. But that's the way the shteker was. First, the hands were torn. So only after the hand touches the sefer Torah, your hand becomes tummy. A later generation, then they were gzera even, your hand stamazoi are tummy. But it's a nafkamina to have the first gzera in a case where you washed your hands and then you touch the sefer Torah.
It's also nafkamina to have the first gzera in the case of truma.
Yeah. So yes, that was negayit to the vice place. Didn't do it more than that. They weren't going to two mamish. It was still only that you die in helps. That's all.
Today, the people also don't touch the
Right. Well, that's what Rapanach did. But Rabbanim were going to the mishum his din to give the din tumah. But it has negayit to our tumah. If it only means a tumah, negayit to truma. That's famous as you told me. Fred the Gemara. High gods of rishis. Which gzera did they make first? In Lema Hogos of Reish, if they made our first Gzeira of Yudayim, that your hands are Tomei, throughout the Gemara, Kiva and Dahak, Gos of Reish, Hasul Omli. Has once the Rabbanim made this Gzeira, that your hands are Tomei, so what do I need the second Gzeira for, that if you touch a Sefer Torah, you Tomei? Shoot the hands are Tomei. Elahak, Gos of Reish, if Shatis first, they made this first Gzeira, that if you touch a Sefer Torah, then your hands are Tomei. For Hodel, later generation, Gos of Akulu Yudayim. Then the Rabbanim later made Gzeira any Yudayim, any standard hands are Tomei, and before you Truma you have to wash your hands. Right to Tfu Yom, the next one in the Gzeira's word, Tfu Yom. A Tfu Yom means somebody touched the Sheretz, and he was an Avatuma. Allah says you have to go to the Mikvah, and after you go to the Mikvah, you're not allowed to eat Truma until Harash Shemesh, until comes to Yechavim. So from the time of the Mikvah until at night time, until Seth Yechavim, it's called the Tumas Harash Shemesh, you're not allowed to eat Truma. So merely if you touch truma, you pass through the truma. For at the Gemara, Tfu Yom Diraisahu. That's a din diraisa. Here we're talking about the Yud Ches Devorim that the Rabbonim were geyser. Mashmi, you need the Rabbonim to make the gzeira. Tzakasha, how do you put this? Bechal the gzeiras, this is also a diraisa. The Chziv, it says in the Posig, Uvo Hashemish V'Toyer. It's talking about a coin. If he wants to eat truma, even after he went to the mikvah, he still has to wait till Harash Shemesh. He has to wait till Tzeis Chovim at night time, and then he's allowed to eat truma. Yeah. So you see, it's midiraisa. So how could you put it into our categories here of gzeirus d'rabbanan and d'umar nechnami? Sami mikan tfu yom. I take it out. Tfu yom doesn't belong here. Rashi sami mikan, hosi mikan. So Osim Mikan, just what Tosis says, Samim Mikan, Loimin HaMishnah, doesn't mean take out this din for the Mishnah, El Blehevim Minyan Yud Ches Dover. It's just not part of the Yud Ches Dover that they're born in Wagoyzer. But Avadir, din is Emes. If a Tzvul Yoyim touch a Truma, he passes the Truma. The Truma doesn't become Tomei. The Truma can't be Matama something else. It becomes Puzzle. But that's Midiraisa. So the Merge just says, take it out of the Yud Ches Dover. It's not a Gzeir with the Rabbonin. That's a Diraisa de Kaloch. I mean, that's what this top places is. The Gemara says that which Gzeira came first with your hands. First they made Rav Panach Gzeira, and then they made the Gzeira Stam Hands Atomi. Because if they made the Gzeira first, Stam Hands Atomi, what do I have to set the second Gzeira for? So, Tayyaz, that's what we spoke out. The Imtaima. For Nafkamina, Nageya the Sefer, Miyad Achanatila. Krap Nafkamina, you washed your hands, so your hands are Torah. And right after you wash your hands, now you touch the Sefer Torah. So, it's Nageya to have Rav Panach Gzeira. You weren't a Siyach Das from washing your hands. So that's the first gzeira of washing your hands. Your hands are tor. But that's a panach gzeira. It's awesome. If you look at your tomato, it should be a panach. That can't be the only nafkimina, because that's lo shchir. It's not shchir that after you wash your hands to go to eat the tshuma, then you touch the sefer. That's not in the starva, that's the mokka where they were goizim. So you have to say the goizim stam as well. You touch the sefer, so this whole day now, until you wash your hands, you can't eat tshuma. Because the kasha pshiti can't eat tshuma. Anyway, your hands are tummy. So that's why we said, enechlami, first your hands were torah. Then the only made exera, if you touch a sefer Torah, your hand becomes tummy. Then later they made exera, all hands stama tummy. Right. V'oichlin shenitmu v'mashkin. An oichl, a piece of bread that's chulin, that became tummy from mashkin, it means water, touched the oichl. Now this oichl has the shenu of tumor on it, that if it touches truma, it passes the truma. V'et gemar b'mashkin demai. How did this piece of bread become tummy? He's saying it touched tumadik of water. Now, what type of tumah did the water have? Ilayim of a mashkin, have boy mach masheretz. If we're talking about that the sheretz touched the mashkin, come to say the mashkin is the reaching the tumah. Obviously, now when this mashkin touches the food, the bread becomes the shein l'tumah midiraisa. Obviously, if this bread now touches tumah, it passes it midiraisa. Shret gemar diraisa minu. What do you mean? It's bechal yudches dron rabbonim ugoizer. That's a diraisa dikalocha. Hey, if a sheret touches mashke, so the water becomes a rishon. If this water now touches an oichel, it becomes a sheni l'tumah midiraisa. And midiraisa sheni touches truma, it passes the truma. So it's not called yudches the worm then. The pasuk says the kol mashke sheishte. Any mashke you drink is mekabel tumah. Mashke is mekabel tumah. So why is the gzeira d'rabbanus midiraisa? Ela, we're talking about mashke na boi machmas yadayim. Talking about this mashke became tummy machmas your hands. So your hand that's only tummy with the rabbanim. The rabbanim will matami your hands. If your hands touch this mashke, even though it's only tummy with the rabbanim gave it a din now that when this mashke touches the oichel becomes a shenu tumor with the rabbanim, and if it touches truma, it passes truma. Ogzeira, why the rabbanim make such far gzeiras? Ogzeira mishum mashke na boni mach mesheretz. Has rabbanim made a gzeira any time water becomes tummy? Even though it's only tummy midiraisa, or to a case where the water becomes tummy midiraisa, where's the case with midiraisa, where the mashkin was tummy from a sheretz, then the mashkin is a rishon, that's midiraisa. So in the case of midiraisa, or to a midiraisa, bottom of geizer, where the water is only tummy from a yodayim, which is only gzera the rabbanon. Right, the next gzera was vihakelim. Vihakelim shenitmo b'mashkin. Another case was not only food, but what in kelim, you have a glass that touched mashkim tumeim and became tumeim from the mashkim tumeim, that this glass now goes and touches truma, it passes the truma. For the Gemara, kelim di etmor b'mashkim demai. What type of mashkin are we talking about now? Ilayim of a mashkin, the zav. If we're talking about mashkin that comes out of the zav, now a zav, he's an avatuma. There's aloha, anything that comes out of him, any liquid that comes out of his body, is also an avatuma. There's not only his zivus that comes out of him, no other than his spit that comes out of him, his demoisenov, or anything that comes out of him is also tummy. So if you want to say his spit that came out of the zav, that touched the kli. So the spit from a zav is an avatuma. When it goes on the kli, it makes the kli reach the tumah midiraisa. When this kli goes and touches truma, it's possible midiraisa, because the kli is a rishon l'tuma, and b'zoy now if it touches truma, it's mamish makes a shein l'tuma, midiraisa. If a zav spits on a tor, he becomes tummy. That means it's called mayonis. So it's water, liquid that comes out of the zav also has nava tuma on it. Whatever is in the hand of the Torah becomes tummy. You see, the spit of the Zav is metamiyu. Shirashi. Shesheretz. Yemashkin hazav. Hayotzi mimenu roikoi his spit. V'zoivoi, the Zav that comes out of him. Omei miragla. Poor didn't want to make the urine that comes out of him. Is mamashin av hatumah. The Gemara says chiyora kazov, if the zov spits on you, the chivis begodim, you have to go wash your clothing, means you have to put in the mikvah. Almo avatumhu, the spit from a zav is an avatumhu, that's matama the begodim in the raisa. Latama yodim of begodim, dainu kalim, so you see kalim is makabal tumah in the raisa from a zav. The sham mashkin hayetz mimenu, any mash that comes out of the zav, gamrina miroik, we learn out from the spit. Ma roik, misasif tchila, you have to first gather them together to spit. The yachakach yotze, then it comes out. Af kol nesagav yotze, like urine. First it comes together, then it comes out. Could go in maybe ragla. That's also tummy. Could be. I mean, what I said before about the tears. I'm not sure about tears. I call upon the name ragla and the spit of the zav is tummy. So if you want to say the spit now went on this kli, so the kli is mamash yirishin atumah. If the keli touches truma, mamash it's matamrit midiraita. And it's our kind, only this, the tumas master yafina minele roikos have to need it.
Yeah.
So men like the kasha, how did the kli become tummy? If it mamish mashke touched it, so it's mamish a tumma diraisa, the verb. So the gemara ella the mashkin haboyin machma sheretz. We're talking about a mashkin that came machma sheretz. That means a sheretz touched the mashke. So now the mashke becomes a rishon tumma. Now the halacha is a rishon tumah cannot be matamal a kli midiraisa. An odom and a kelim is only tumay from an avatumah. Only if an odom touches an avatumah, or if an avatumah touches a keli, then the kli is tumay. But if a rishon tumah touches an odom, the odom is not tumay. Who would then if a rishon tumah touches a keli, it's not makabel tumah. If a rishon tumah is only matamal oichlin. See, the rabban needs a gzera. We're talking about this mashke now, this water now is a rishon tumah. He's a sheretz. Touch the mashka, touch the water. So the water became a rishon tumah. And now this water touched the kli. So midiraisa the kli is tor. But the rabbanan made gzera to make the kli into a shenu tumah. Negeya, if the kli touches truma, it patul the truma. Why did the rabbanan make the gzera? O gzera mishamashkin dezav. The rabbanan made the gzera mishamashkin dezav. Because there are cases that mashka could be tumah mit anava tumah. The spit of a zav. So in the case where the spit of the zav goes on the kli, then the kli is tumah midiraisa. So after that case, Rabbanan makes zeres. Any time you have mashke, that's tumah. The mashke could be matamah the kelim. What only with the Rabbanan? That's part of the yudkas devarim. The Rabbanan made zeres when the mashke tumayim touches the kli becomes a shenu tumah midiraisa. And if this kli now touches truma, it passes the truma. The truma in alarit is like a shlishi, but it doesn't go further. It doesn't make a revi. It's not a navatuma. The akli ain't a makabotuma, elam yavatuma. Midiraisa kli is only makabotuma from a navatuma. Kitani vipsochim. Yochi e kola kelim atamoyim yavat kli cheris. Maybe you put a kli inside the ear of a kli cheris and come tome. That should be like a rishnatuma. Tamloim e mikol oichel. Oichel o mashkim atamim yavat kli cheris. Is only an oichle mashkin mekabel tuma from a rishon tuma. Alma layosa kli tomei umetamalei. Hey, so rishon tuma can't be metama kelim. The koshkin oichle mashkin goes rabbon. Right. So this is these was the yudches rabbon. Rabbon made zero that a kli that became tomei from a mashke, even though the mashke is only rishon tuma. Then midiraisa, the rishna tum is not matama the kelim. The rabbanan said this tumay gzera to make with the roik of the zav. Now that's an avatuma that could be matama the kli. So rabbanan gzera is always any mashka tumaya touch a kli, the kli becomes tumay. In the middle, if the kli touches the truma, that's how gzera the truma is possible. Right? Fred Gemara, the yodayim. How can you say this is part of the yudches devarim? Taas the yodayim talmidei shamev hilu gozru. Is it true that you say now the Tamidim made Gzeirah for the Gemara Shammai v'Hillel Gozer? Shammai v'Hillel himself made Gzeirah. His Al Mishnah saying that they had this Aliyah, Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gurin was upstairs in his attic, being Miyashim Sefer Yecheskel, and a lot of Tamidim went up, the Rabbanim went to visit him once, and we say there were more Tamidim of Veshammai than Besilul, and they passed like Veshammai. I mean, even the Tamidim of Besilul were also Maftim, because Allah Acher Rabban Hatis. But it's mashma is the Tamidim were up in the attic, not the Shammai v'Hillel themselves. They themselves didn't go up there. Come to say, who made the Gzeirah of Yedayim? The Tamidim of Beis Shammai. We ask a question now. We have another bris, and it says that Beis Shammai v'Hillel, they themselves made the Gzeirah of Yedayim. For the Gemara of Yodayim, the Gzeir of that Yodayim become Tomei, is it true that the Tamidei Shammai v'Hillel Gozru? For the Gemara, Shammai v'Hillel Gozru, they themselves made the Gzeir. The Tanya, Yoisi ben Yoezer is Tzereda, the Yoisi ben Yerchen is Yushlayim, Gozru Tumla Leratam. They made one Gzeir that in Chutz Meretz Yisrael, the land has a Din Tomei on it. You go into America, into the Eretz Amin, you're Tomei. Trash your Eretz Amin, Mishum Safik Furis. Especially, it's not allowed to happen in America, but it means the lands around there are still outside it. Why they are born and given the Tumah? Vishim Safik Kvorosh Lem. Because the people buried there, they didn't know where they were buried. So they gave a Tumah. The Nochri Metam B'magi, even though they were Goyim, but they also Metam B'magi B'maseh. V'yoyil, the Rabbonin, who have Shimon Amid, Yom Eni Metam B'yoyil, where Shimon holds that a Nochri has no Tumas Oyil, of Metam B'magi B'maseh, V'rekim. So we're afraid maybe you're going to walk over the kever and you touch it. So Rabbonin made Xer Tumas Akum. That the Tumas Eretz Amin. You walk outside Eretz Yisrael, you automatically become Tumi. Right about Klis Chuchis. The Rabbonim made Xerio that Klis Chuchis is also Tumi. Even though Midirait is only Kli Matkis that's Tumi, not a Klis Chuchis, the Rabbonim made Xerio. It's Rashid, like Sibi, Rice, Tumma. The Rabbonim never said that you have to be Taibul out of Klis Chuchis has Tumi, only Kli Matkis. The Rabbonim will go on a Klis Chuchis. Shimon ben Shetach, Tikin, Subul Isha. Shimon ben Shetach made Xerio that Isha has to get a Ksuba. Also, the Gozer Tumra Kli Matris. They made Xeris that a Kli Matris, a metal Kli, is also Makabal Tumma. Later, the Gemara is going to ask, Kuratz Midiraitza, a metal Kli to Makabal Tumma. What did he take Xeris for? Right, Shammai Vahilu, they themselves, Gozer Tumma Yadayim. Hey, Shammai Vahilu themselves made the Xeris that Stam Yadayim Matami. That's the Kash Hadu. We see here was from Yitzchak Zvorim that the Talmidim made. It's Mashma Shammai Hill themselves made this Gzeirah that Stam hands are Tomei. V'chitei Mashamai V'siyata V'hilu V'siyata. That the Brisa doesn't mean Shammai by himself. He means with all the Talmidim and Hilu with all the Talmidim. The morning. Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Yud Ches Dove Gozru. They made a Gzeirah over Yud Ches Nechleku. They had a machloke. They argued. Now the Ilu Hilo v'Shamla Nechaku Ela v'Gimel Mekaymus. Where did Hilo himself and Sham himself have a machlekes? Only in three places. And here it says these 18 gzeres was a machlekes Hilo and Shammai. How do we have a steeritz mashm Hilo and Shammai only had a machlekes three places? So how do you have a teva teret? Here this Yudches Devarim was not with Sham and Hilo. They weren't there. It was the Talmidim of Sham and Hilo that was there making this Yudches Devarim. So here they argued in 18 places. Mashma, Sham, and Himmel were not here. So back Shver, how could you say they made the Gzeira Yud Yudayim by the Yud Ches Dvorim by the Talmidei B'Sham B'Tilum? It's Mashma, Sham, and Himmel themselves made the Gzeira. The Rav Sulekev Chvichi Teima also Inu Gozu Litlis. I'll tell you first, Sham and Himmel made the Gzeira Litlis. It's Sofet Diketuma. That's all. That means if they touch Truma, not that the Truma is Tomei, the Truma is only a Sofet Tuma. Litlis, let it hang. It's a Sofet Tuma. Nafkaminu is you can't burn it. If Truma becomes Vadai Tumma, the dinners you have to burn it. If it's a Suffolk Tumma, you're not allowed to burn it. Because maybe it's not Tumma, you're not allowed to burn Truma. So maybe they only gave it a din Suffolk Tumma. We also, Tamli Dayim later, the Rabbanim came. The Gozul Israel, they made Xeri know that Yudayim has the Koyach of a Vadai Tumma. That if you touch Truma, you mamish, you pass on the Truma. So that's how you have the two Xeris. It was also not true. V'yomei ilfa yodayim tchila zeros l'sreifa. The first time the Rabbanim made gzeira on the hand, the hands are tamei. They said azayvai even for sreifa. I mean, even when Shammai and Hillel made the gzeira, they said your hands is the shengul tuma. That if your hands touch truma before you wash your hands, that truma is turning sreifa. So you see, even Shammai and Hillel made a vade tuma. So it's rik shver. What do you have to have the tamidim for? Elo teretz also inu gozru v'loy kiblu minayu. It's not true. Shammai and Hillel made the first gzeira, but the belt wasn't coming from them. And nobody was made like that. But Yosu Tumadayim, then later, like our Mishnah, the in Yudches Devarim, they made again gozru the kiblu minayu. They makabel for them the chumra to always to wash your hands before you eat truma. From them they were gozer. They were makabel. So it's not sure why you needed two gzeiras.
And that's why it's not counted in zero machlokes.
Well, there was no machlokes could be then. They were both masking for that. That they tackle both masking. Now the shout to make another Xeira now. So now, Kenzan Basil Hell is not going to make Xeira. Since they weren't the cow of the first one, there's no reason to make the second one. And Shabbat Shammai said, no, we should make it. So Nimu Begama Bisham was right, and they made the second Xeira. For the Marakash of Akati, Shleim Begozu, Tzrik Shver, not Shammai, not the Tamidim, but Shleim HaMelech was Gozer, a Xeira on the Tzidol Shadayim. The Yom Rabbi Yudam HaShmuel, Vishor Shetikin Shleim Erevit. Shlomo Melech was the first one to Mesakin Erevin. Because he was Mesakin not allowed to carry out on Shabbos from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. And if you want to carry it together, you have to make an Erev Chaseris. You have to make Erevin. So he was Mesakin Erevin. Or Netilah Shadayim. He was also Mesakin the thing of Netilah Shadayim. Mashim, he was the one that was going the first that your hands are Tomei. So what do we need Shammai for? What do we Hillel for? The Betamidim. Yeah, Gemara Yotza Basko V'Yomra V'Bni Im Chochem Libcho Yisnach Libi Gamani Chochem B'Ni V'Samach Libi V'Yashiv Akur Fadova. What does it mean? You're very Chochem V'Agid Eteretz. Also Shloimo Gozru L'Kodeshim. Shloimo HaMelech was the first one to make Gizeru and Stam Hands are Tomei for what? The gift he Kodeshim. And before a Kohen went to eat the Chatez, before he went to eat the Shlomim, he had to wash his hands first. But just for Kutchum, they made Gzeira. If the Kohen went to Truma, there was no Gzeira for Shashlan and Melech. He didn't have to wash his hands. The Yosavino later, Shammai and Hillel, the Talmid and Kohen made the next Gzeira is for Gozer after Truma. The Yosav to make Gzeira is even for Truma. Melech's not Shver. Shlomo Taka made a Melech Gzeira for Til Shadayim for Kutchum, but not for Truma. And the Rabbonis, they made Gzeira for Trumas.